Welcome back to the Cosmic Lounge. Today we are going to explore consciousness in 5D perception through the angle of or the window into feeling offended. Why do I feel that it is important to dive into it from a more 5D perception? It is because it's in our face. Yeah, everyone is being offended and feeling offended for one way or another. And as long as we understand really the power of this experience, we are going to systematically use it in a duality form, which means that we're going to play ping pong with offending somebody else that has offended us, and back and forth and back and forth. And the reason why right now it is exploding everywhere, especially amplified through social media, well, it is because we need to look at it. We need to look at it and elevate instead of continuously intensifying the offense and trying to justify it. So remember one thing is the truth never, ever need to be justified, right? So that's one truth in 5D. Two, because of the uniqueness of who we are, it is impossible to either feel offended or be offended by somebody else, because we are talking about perception of truth. You are a truth. You have a truth. I am a truth. I have a truth. I can't be offended by your truth, since I am not you, cannot understand you, will never be you. Therefore, your truth cannot be a definition of who I am, and vice versa. So when we are elevating in 5D and we start looking at the experience that is that which the consequences offense, feeling offended, what we are looking at is as an opportunity to look at where I don't feel defined in an aspect of myself. And of course, because I don't feel defined, my ego feels weak, it feels disconnected, it feels lost, like an orphan. And what it's going to do is trying to make you give back the power by either changing your narrative so that you do not, do not longer show me a form of darkness within myself, a form of, which is disconnecting. And so I'm going to offend you back or ask you to transform who you are, who your truth is, in order for me to feel back into my connection, right? So the power of feeling offended is in two ways. One, it is for your own sake, and this is your responsibility, right? Your responsibility when you feel offended is to look at where you're feeling disconnected from yourself. And it is definitely not to ask somebody else to come save you, or else you're building and reinforcing and strengthening your codependence. So then you can do that, but then don't ask for your greatest life, because you cannot create your greatest life unless you're actually stepping into your own truth. When you're experiencing and existing through codependency with another, you're simply choosing a lesser version of your life, because you are needing others to actually co-create with you. There's nothing right or wrong about it. It just is. Now, if you're looking for your greatest life, you're going to have to detach while still being connected and existing with others. You're going to have to disconnect your need to feel strong, and be in your truth without the need for others to feed it, support it, validate it. Okay? So, feeling offended is an important opportunity, an important experience for your own sake to look at where you are feeling disconnected between you and yourself. And the other person who is technically mirroring you this feeling offended, this disconnection, is just there to co-create with you, because you desire to evolve. You desire to be in your truth. You desire more strength. We all do in this current journey where we are all evolving, all moving upward, so to speak, in consciousness, and ready to embody more of this greatest life that we are all feeling is possible within ourselves. So your need to detach from somebody else that has offended you because he or she is not capable of seeing your truth, well, that's true. And that's not her or his responsibility. It is yours. So your work is to actually look back inside of yourself and realize, oh, I need to do some work here on myself to actually reconnect first with myself. And then this reconnection will provide me a path where I can share my truth safely. Right now, when you're sharing your truth and it's unsafe and you're doing it from a place of rebellion, because you're feeling the need to exist in this truth, which is the truth of everyone, but you're asking the collective to make you exist, you can do this, but you are now codependent. And you're never going to get to what you want, which is, again, experiencing your greatest life. You're going to have to take the risk to detach from what you're asking others to give you. That is not their predicament. That's not their responsibility. It is your own. And be the one behind your own. So you're feeling offended? Then be. And take it as an opportunity instead of taking it as a blaming, as a victimhood consciousness experience where you are now taking other hostage of your own journey. And that is now you making yourself the perpetrator of the collective that is not what you want it to be, just to be you. Well, that's not our job to take care of you. That's not our job to make you feel good. Sorry, buddy. That is my responsibility to take care of myself and my responsibility to dance with my feelings and my truth. That's what I signed up for when I came down here. And so did you. Right? So the power of feeling offended now towards another, when you are saying your truth, sharing your truth, because this is, you're entitled to your truth. That's your unique point. Like that's a unique aspect of your genius. You're sharing your truth as we are all entitled to do. And it is not received in a way that you are intended to set, to share it. Because again, sharing the truth doesn't need to be defended. It doesn't need to be coated on, sugar-coated with something that makes somebody else is comfortable to receive it. Of course, try always to put it in a way that can be heard, that there's no doubt about it. And that's a mastery to learn how to connect the put the right words under like around a concept that you want to share or a point that you want to make. Always work towards mastering this aspect of sharing something that is so profoundly true for you. It is connected to love. And so therefore, there's no need to make it prickly and dangerous and ugly. It can just be loving and nurturing. And that is now your own need to learn how to plug it into your heart and use the words that connects with this space. Now, when somebody else is feeling offended by something you said, allow them to feel offended, that's their truth. But again, you have no responsibility to transform it to make them feel better. Because if not, you are in the blackmailing business and now you are buying into the terrorist who is just asking you to transform who you are in order to fit, again, their validation. So it's a two-way work. It's just not a one-way space. It's really you are looking at the power of offense, so to speak, for your own self as how it affects you so that you can instantly bring the awareness of transforming it so that you reconnect and detach from the need to continuously feel offended. And then you can also participate in the community, in the collective consciousness, in realizing that you have to replug whatever the truth you need to share in your heart so that you can say it with words that can be heard from another, because you're not coming from an emotionally charged perception, but more so from a truth. The truth, again, doesn't need to be defended and it will always be carried with love. If it is an opinion that you have and that you're projecting onto another, you will have it as a defense mechanism to defense your perception. And that will be starting the ping pong, emotional ping pong game with another as to who is right and who is not. And in this 5D perception, no one is right. Everyone is true. So you must be giving yourself an opportunity to elevate to reconnect to your truth instead of staying low in your righteousness. Okay? So in the world right now where we are looking on the right, on the left, up, down, everywhere, behind, in front of us, to everyone being offended for a slight little thing, it is not because, again, this world has gone down. It is because we are revealing the darkness that we have put behind and we have just sugarcoated with a social conveniency of being kind. There, being kind at time is being true, and being true at time is being firm, but it still can be loving and nurturing. And when we can raise to that occasion every single time we feel offended and use it as an opportunity for us to be more our true self connected to this love space, then we can connect and we can communicate and we can grow together instead of doing the opposite that we are doing right now, destroying ourselves and separating and disconnecting ourselves. So this week, I invite you to explore with more consciousness this experience of feeling offended. Use it as an entry port for you to transform the way you are reconnecting with yourself, with your truth, and how you're sharing it. Dare being offended. Dare feel offended. And again, instead of projecting it outward, take it in, embrace it, and start the journey right there. Okay, on this note, I hope you had a few good points to help you move forward into your 5D experience. And if you have any question, as usual, don't forget to connect with me at aline@alinehenley.com. You can find me also on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Aline Henley. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.